This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai koutou ki Arrow FM, your community access media station. That song that was just playing on the radio is called Book Covers. And we're all about books because it's Featherston Book Town coming up this weekend. So that's everything, really. So many events. I don't know if I'll get through them all, but just before I do, a little something about the Wairarapa Farmers Market, because Kingsmead Cheese are going. And they've been there for like 25 years. They've been there since the start of it, I think. Well, it's sad to see them go. It's not a tragedy or anything. They're going to Australia to, I think, be with family. Maybe something else attracted them over there. Maybe the results of the last election. And who can blame them? Isn't it great? Resounding success for the Labor Party over there. But anyway, let's get on to Booktown. Of course, it starts with the fish and chip supper at the Featherston Anzac Hall. You know where that is, Bell Street, Featherston. It's a tradition for the opening night of Featherston Booktown, Karukatia Festival. The best fish and chips, a sensational speaker, Kapahaka by Featherston's Tamariki. It's their 10th birthday, so Matt Brown, author of She Is Not Your Rehab, will rivet you to your seat with his personal story of healing and the anti-violence movement he and his wife Sarah co-founded from a barbershop in Christchurch. Komatua Paura Amundsen will welcome writers and readers, and Liz Mellish is the MC. So that's Friday, which is today, 6 o'clock, for the fish and chips supper at Featherston Anzac Hall. Let's see, also on Friday tonight at 8 o'clock is Late Night Lit. Ko au te taiao, ko te taiao, ko au, which is basically, I am nature and nature is me. Poets and storytellers read from their work about the natural world and how we intersect with it from a coastal swamp to the streets of Colombo. Come to hear Apirana Taylor. He's from Te Whanaua Apanui Ngati Parau Ngati Ruanui. Nafanua Purcell Kersel Satupai Itia. This is the whakapapa of all these people, including the Samoan people. Faleabu Lupo Ale Pata Tuaifu. I wish I had that much knowledge of my whakapapa. I'll have to do some research. Michael Fitzsimmons, Irish Pākehā. I rest my case. Robin Peace, Orkney, Donegal, Herefordshire, good on you. And Ramesh Disanayake, who's Sri Lankan, and Koryo Saram. So you've forgotten what it's all about. It's poets and storytellers reading from their work about the natural world. Ko au te taiao, ko te taiao, ko au. At the Royal Hotel tonight, 8 o'clock. Then there's a thing called Norwegian Wood. Lars Mitting talks about wood chopping. It's more fascinating than I've made it sound. This is at the Featherston Anzac Hall, 9 o'clock, Saturday, tomorrow morning. Norwegian author Lars Mitting's book, Norwegian Wood, the definitive woodcutter's bible to preparing firewood, spread like wildfire around the world. No wonder. When our relationship with fire is ancient and universal, and the age-old rituals around chopping and stacking wood continue to be a part of 21st century life. Don't miss Lars Mitting on his first visit to New Zealand in conversation with John Campbell. That's at the Featherston Anzac Hall tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. No, 9 o'clock, sorry, you'll have missed it because it'll be over by 10 o'clock. So don't forget that. Norwegian Wood. Norwegian Wood, of course, well-known song by the Beatles. So now's a good time to play a Beatles song in tune with Booktown. This is Paperback Writer.
Paperback Writer. Read my
Paperback Writer by the Beatles, who sang about all sorts of things, not just love and stuff, didn't they? Very apposite to what we're doing. So, on the couch at the Kiwi Hall, Saturday from 9:30 to 10:30, is Matt Brown. I mentioned him earlier. She is not your rehab. Matt and Sarah, She Is Not Your Rehab was a movement created by them. Sarah is from Ngāpuhi in Te Rārawa. It promotes safe relationships and a new view of masculinity to stop family violence. The conversation with Victor Roger will end with the launch of This Is Not Yours to Carry, new book. One copy is to go to every child sheltered by Women's Refuge. This is generously supported by IHI Research. Now, go over to Featherstone School Hall, Lion Street, Featherstone, on Saturday, 9:30, for Going Coastal. It's about the coastal areas around Wellington and how they've got crowded lately, with people mostly, but it says here, ghosts, a psychic, an ex-cop, a retired librarian, triplets, a theme park, and Marie Curie have taken up residence in the novels of Damien Wilkins, Mandy Hager, Tracy Farr, they're responsible. So Mary McCullum asked them why they went coastal, so close to home, and what it brought to their novels. Now let's go gothic. A personal tour by a Dracula obsessive. I know who this will be because I know she is a Dracula obsessive. That's Noelle McCarthy, right? Because she talked about that on the program here with Camille some time ago. So, Victorian Gothic, a personal tour by a Dracula obsessive, is at the Dickensian Bookshop, great place for it, on Featherstone, Fox Street, Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday at 10 o'clock and Sunday at 10. Saturday's sold out, so Sunday's selling fast. You might need to get onto Event Finder and book. Noelle McCarthy has been obsessed by the fantastical stories of the late Victorian Gothic since she was a teenager wearing too much pale foundation and a black velvet swing coat. Join the Featherstone writer for a delicious repast in the mysterious book-lined walls of the Dickensian, and she'll take you through her favourite Gothic titles, from Dracula to the Island of Dr. Moreau to Sherlock Holmes. 30 people, limited to book. Gothic attire is encouraged. This is at the Dickensian Bookshop on Sunday at 10, because the Saturday one's booked out. Now, ko Aotearoa tēnei, tikanga Māori and common law. That would be fascinating. I've always said that we need to be influenced more by tikanga Māori in the law of our country. So ko Aotearoa tēnei, how will the justice system make use of tikanga Māori? This is at the Featherston Anzac Hall, Saturday, 11 o'clock. One of New Zealand's biggest constitutional issues is how state law and tikanga Māori intersect. Join tikanga expert and lawyer Te Raumawhitu Kupenga, who's from Ngāti Porou, as he unpacks this with a distinguished panel, former High Court Judge, Māori Land Court Chief Judge, and longtime Waitangi Tribunal Chair, Tā Edward Taihikure Jury. There are so many influential people from that family, aren't they, the juries? From Rangitane, Ngāti Kauwhata and Ngāti Raukaua. Māori rights champion, treaty expert and lawyer Annette Sykes, who's Ngāti Pikaiao, Ngāti Makino. Treaty and public law expert and barrister Natalie Coates, who's Ngāti Awa, Ngāti Hine, Tuhoe, and more. And lawyer Mana Whenua and Papawai Marae chair Hedewini Amundsen, Ngāti Kahungunu, Rangitāne Ki Wairarapa, Te Aroa, and Samoa. So, don't get rid of that first page, Michael, because you need to remind people this is Ko Aotearoa Tēnei Tikanga Māori and Common Law, Saturday, 11 o'clock at Bell Street in Featherston, the Featherston Anzac Hall. Takes an hour and a half, that one. I think I've talked about that. Oh, Design a Vagina, memoir number 2 from Ruth Shaw. I love the way that the those of you who are watching on television, the cameras turned away from me when I said that. I don't know why. This is at the Featherston Kiwi Hall on Saturday at 11:30. They pack it in, don't they? So Ruth Hall is on a mission to help rural women sort their prolapses. This is a common, disruptive, and often embarrassing condition that can be prevented with the right treatment. She writes about it in part 2 of her provocative and funny memoir, 3 Wee Bookshops at the End of the World, which is launching in the North Island at Featherston Booktown. Well, yep. Editor of Shepherdess magazine, Kirsty McGregor, will launch it. Right, now, De Pluck of the Irish, on Saturday, 1:30 at the Anzac Hall. Man, that Anzac Hall is turning them out. It's busy. No country on the planet comes close to Ireland as a literary powerhouse, they say. It has produced an impressive list of Nobel laureates and Booker Prize winners and has a booming publishing scene. And now Ireland's Granard Bookshop Booktown Festival has a place on the map. What's the secret behind Ireland's literary success? How is it nurtured and sustained? Luck or pluck? Well, we all know about the luck of the Irish. John Lennon sang about it, didn't he? If you had the luck of the Irish, you'd be sorry and wish you were dead. That's what he said. That was during the Troubles. Exploring these questions with Chair Claire Mabey are Irish farmer and author John Connell, award-winning writer and broadcaster Noel McCarthy, and acclaimed author Dame Fiona Kidman. So, luck of the Irish, or pluck of the Irish, at the Featherston Anzac Hall, 1:30 on Saturday. Swimming upstream, the rise of Sri Lankan writing in New Zealand. Isn't that wonderful? I didn't know there had been a rise in Sri Lankan writing, and now I want to find out about it. You know that we have a Sri Lankan program here on Arrow FM called Radio Wailankans with Sammy and Jeffrey and Moksara and Yasasi. So let's learn about this, the rise of Sri Lankan writing in New Zealand. At the Kiwi Hall, same thing, 1:30 on Saturday. Saraid De Silva's best-selling Ama, long-listed for the Jan Medlicott Acorn Prize, is one of a stream of successes for Sri Lankan New Zealand authors. Ramesh Dissanayake launched a novel and a poetry collection in 2024, and Branavan Ganalingam launched The Life and Opinions of Kartik Popat, following his Occam shortlisted Sodden Downstream and Nio Marsh winner Spriggs. So the author Dinithi Boate will ask what success means and how the writers got there. Pleased about that, want to find those books and have a good read. So that's The Rise of Sri Lankan Writing in New Zealand at the Kiwi Hall, 1:30 on Saturday. Rose Petals in Canyons. That's a fascinating title, but I think they're going to explain that in a moment. It's a roundtable on publishing poetry at the Royal Hotel on Saturday at 1:30. Here's the explanation. Don Marquis once said, publishing a poetry collection is like dropping a rose petal down the Grand Canyon and waiting for the echo. Think about that. Don Marquis, he wrote Archie and Mehitabel. I know that because I played Archie in the stage musical of it in Wellington. Join poet laureate Christy, poet and publisher Stacey Teague, who's Ngati Maniapoto and Ngāpuhi, publisher of Hone Tūwhare, and Jackie Sturm, Roger Steele, and poet and publisher Miriam McCallum as they thrash out the place of poetry collections in digital Aotearoa and how to make them echo. That's at the Royal Hotel, 1:30 on Saturday. Fixing the Bear Pit, how to make Parliament more humane. It needs it, doesn't it? This is, again, at the Featherston Anzac Hall on Saturday at 4:30. The hostile culture of Parliament has broken people and careers. Talk about it. It really has. We've seen a little bit of that recently, especially in this really divisive era that started a while ago. And, well, I know what to blame for that. But that's there's been a lot of abusive stuff to politicians. That's perhaps from the public. There's been death threats, I seem to remember, during COVID. But this is about what actual Parliament is like, and it is like a bear pit. Is there a better way to conduct the politics of the nation? Can our adversarial political system be changed? Former MPs will debate the motion. Kerry Allen, Ngati Ranginui, Ngai Te Rangi, Ngati Tūwhare Toa and Te Rarawa, Marilyn Waring, Ron Mark's iwi includes Ngati Kahungunu, Ngati Parau, Ngati Raukawa, and Rick Barker. And the speaker is veteran political reporter Richard Harmon. This is generously supported by Christine and David Kernahan. Thanks. I just want to note that David Kernahan died just recently, and he was a person with substantial background and a lot of wit. Sad to see him go. Anyway, Fixing the Bear Pit, How to Make Parliament More Humane at the Featherston Anzac Hall on Saturday at 3:30. Where are the words that broke the heart with beauty? The Royal Hotel, Saturday, 3:30. This is the poetry of Eileen Duggan. This is a tribute event to Lydia Weavers, who died in 2021. Local woman, fine mind. Just under 100 years ago, Eileen Duggan was New Zealand's best-known poet. She wrote for 50 years, her work focused on our landscape and people and reflecting her Catholic faith, and she had a strong international following, something local poets rarely achieve, but some do. Peter Whitford will chair a celebration of Eileen Duggan with Dame Fiona Kidman, Roger Steele, Michael Fitzsimmons and Robin Peace. Each will read one of her poems and respond, one of Eileen Duggan's poems, and then respond with one of their own. Again, I just have to let you know where and when. I did say before, but it's easy to forget. The Royal Hotel, Saturday at 3:30. Then there's a book launch. I'm booting on. What about another song about books? This is Talking Heads with The Book I Read.
I'm so ambitious. I'm looking back. I'm running a race.
I read Talking Heads. I know a lot of Talking Heads work, but I wasn't familiar with that one. That's why I announced it as You Be Quiet Now. Yeah, that's why I announced it as the book I read. And it's the book I read. It was in the past tense. Talking Heads, always wonderful, in my view. Moving on, we've got a book launch. My Three Rivers by Shirley Bagnall Metcalf is on at the Fell Locomotive Museum on Saturday at 4 o'clock, 4 till 5. It's a vivid account, that's My Three Rivers, of rural life in the first part of 20th century New Zealand on land defined by unpredictable rivers and a few reliable roads, not many. With a sharp and humorous eye, Shirley Bagnall Metcalf captures the communities beside the Waiho, the Kōpōnamunamu. Why do I don't? Kōpōnamunamu and the Waikato Rivers. I'm not familiar with that river. Carterton's Andrew Wright is proud to launch this memoir written by his grandmother in Warwick Jotters and published by the computer. I was just picturing Warwick Jotters. Those, like, they were A5, weren't they? Big ones. A3, not A5, A3. Yeah, it's published by the Cuba Press anyway. This is what she says. I love rivers. From childhood to old age, I have lived on their banks. I have watched the ebb and flow of the tidal Waiho, the swift, turbulent rush of the mountain torrents on the Gisborne east coast, and the sturdy glide of the lordly Waikato, chief of the North Island rivers. They have exercised over me a fascination by their beauty and usefulness, as well as a feeling of distrust in their waywardness, in their scorn of man's attempt to rule them. Refreshments will be served. This is the book launch, My Three Rivers, at the Fell Locomotive Museum on Saturday, 4 o'clock. Now, the Book 10 Gala Night is on Featherston Anzac Hall on Saturday from 6 till 10 o'clock. Celebrate. Let's celebrate. Why not? Yep. The Pacifica writer and poet Albert Went and Featherston Booktown's 10th birthday. Join them for Pacifica-inspired food and music by Malagasy Strings when you arrive. Pacifica Power, celebrating Albert Went. You know, Albert Went wrote so much wonderful stuff. Panel of leading Pacific writers and those who know Albert Went personally, Selena Tusitala March, Victor Roger, Nafanua Purcell Cassell, Albert's daughter, Mele Went, and his cousin, Lua Manuavo, Winnie Laban. So, Lua Manu Vau, I'm picking, is part of her title, as well as Dame. They'll share their favourite stories and excerpts from his works and a few of their own. Great. So, the 10 out of 10 thing is a whole other bunch of people who are going to be there talking, celebrating, and they are Fiona Kidman, Chris C., Marilyn Waring, Roger Steele, Shane Carter, he's a rock icon, isn't he? Carl Shuker, Noel McCarthy, Victor Roger, Selena Tusitala March, and it's chaired by Featherston Booktown's Peter Biggs. So that is, it's a big night, that one. That's Book 10 Gala Night at the Anzac Hall, 6 till 10 on Saturday. Rogernomics, remember that? 40 years on and its effect on the wider upper, not to mention the whole country, and actually its effect on the world, because Margaret Thatcher, who did some draconian things in the UK some time back, apparently got a lot of inspiration for what Roger Douglas did here. The radical economic reforms of the Fourth Labour government 40 years ago, known as Rogernomics, had a devastating impact on rural communities, including Wairarapa. The dollar was floated, agricultural subsidies removed, GST introduced, forests sold and state-owned enterprises corporatised. Post-editor Tracy Watkins will discuss the reforms with Wairarapa leaders Liz Mellish, Te Ate Awa, Taranaki, Ngāti Ruanui, and Bob Francis, who lived through that turmoil, and three politicians, Richard Preble, Marilyn Waring, and Rick Barker, who were in Parliament at the time. This is at the Featherston Anzac Hall, 9:30 in the morning on Sunday. Yeah, devastating time. It's always feel bad that that happened because of a Labour government. There was some view that the kind of protectionist subsidies that were in place couldn't be sustained. So prices on some basic things shot up. But it was brutal. And, yes, the effects are still with us. Those people will know what they're talking about. Well, Richard Preble, he was very much an advocate for it at the time, so it'll be interesting. Marilyn Waring, I imagine, wouldn't have been an advocate. And Rick Barker. So, yeah. That's at 9:30 in the morning on Sunday at the Anzac Hall. Now, one more thing before I go. This is Westport Wahine. Becky and Mel. That's Becky Manawatu and Mel Parsons. At the Kiwi Hall. On Sunday, 11:30 to 12:30. That'll be great. Mel Parsons, great singer. Author Becky Manawatu. They exploded onto the Aotearoa art scene, and Westport was very proud of them. because they grew up in and around Westport and were in the same year at Buller High School. Both of them have recently launched exciting new work, Sabotage and Kataraina. Join Anika Moore, who's Ngāpuhi and Te Aupuri, as she asks two of Aotearoa's best how much they inspire each other and what is it in the Westport water. Now, I haven't mentioned everything that's happening at Booktown because you just get overloaded, don't you? So I recommend you go on to, you could go Destination Wairarapa, you could go to the, what's it called? Event Finder, that's right. And then you can book through them and that's good. So much happening. What a wonderful Booktown is. What a wonderful thing it is. And so pleased to have that in our region, and thanks to all the people that put in amazing work to make it happen. I've had some great times at Booktown. You're going to have some great times this year. Have a good day. I'm going to have some coffee, and that should help. See ya.